Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and today we're talking about medications. Should you take them? Which ones? Can I eliminate anxiety without taking medications? All those questions and more. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm super excited to always bring you amazing tools and tips to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. Join me every Wednesday as I bring you a new episode every week. One last thing before we get started. Our full self-paced course is now available for purchase. You get all the lessons that I teach in the group coaching program at your convenience. You can watch whenever you'd like. This is a full self-paced course, but the first 50 people to purchase will get 3 months of virtual group calls for Q&A and meditation with me. Get your course now. The link is in the show notes. Happy learning. One last thing before we get started, our women's group is starting January 20th. We only have 3 spots available. It is an incredible program to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety. You get to meet with me as a group every single week for 12 weeks, learn all the different techniques that you need to know to eliminate anxiety, work on self-love, confidence, empowerment, and be in a supportive group. It's incredible. I would love to have you there. Again, there's only 3 spots available. Sign up and I'll see you soon. Welcome to the Anxiety Doctor Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, a psychotherapist in Houston, Texas, and anxiety coach all over the world. I help thousands or have helped thousands of people and continue to help tens of thousands from creating these episodes every single week. I'm excited to bring you tips and tools to help you eliminate that dreadful anxiety that we all want gone. And yes, I too had dreadful anxiety back in the 90s when I was in college. It was horrible, and I decided to dedicate my life to helping others, becoming a therapist and helping others to eliminate that, again, dreadful anxiety that we all want gone. So today I'm talking about medications. I've talked about this before, but recently I've gotten a lot of questions via my Instagram DMs and or emails. And the question is, should I take medication? And can I eliminate my anxiety without taking medication? And the answer to that is yes. You can eliminate your anxiety without taking medications. I am not open to taking medications, but I'm not a big fan of going that route before you go to therapy, before you try going through a therapist that truly specializes in anxiety, because eventually you need to do that. You cannot be on medication. I mean, you can, right? Be on medication for the rest of your life, but it's always there lingering around. And depending on what medication you take, sometimes you can become dependent and then you need more and more. And there's so many different side effects that are not good for us that we don't want to be on these medications for the rest of our lives. So one of the questions again that I get is, can I eliminate my anxiety without taking medication? Again, the answer is yes, because eventually you need to learn to not fear the anxiety. You need to work through your anxiety, whatever it may be, whether it's trauma, whether it's just you fear your body, nothing really happened in your childhood or recently and you just got anxiety, or if it's your hormones or lack of nutrition and vitamins that you have in your diet, you have to learn to not fear your anxiety. Because when we take that little pill, it just numbs some symptoms. And some people get great results, but most people don't. And that is the thing I want to talk to you about, that most people that I see, and this is not to scare you, this is the truth. Most people that get on medications for their anxiety, whether it's an SSRI or a benzo, they have to go through many different medications before they find something that helps them just a bit. Sometimes it gets worse. Sometimes they feel worse. So there's so many different questions that you want to ask yourself. First of all, do I want to take medication? Do I want to take medication? Do I want to see a therapist? Do I want to work with a therapist to eliminate this anxiety? And do I want to go there first? Do I want to go the natural route first? Now, there are people that have severe anxiety that's keeping them from living their life, keeping them from leaving their home, severe anxiety that keeps them from working, that's so severe that they need something to help them even know that the possibility of healing is there. And that's one thing that's really important for you to work on, whether you get on medication or you go the natural route through therapy. You have to learn to believe that you will get better. If you're always doubting and you're always saying, oh, but what if my anxiety never goes away? First of all, that's negative emotion in your body. The body picks that up as stress. And the mind thinks, you're right, you're never going to get better. So I have to be on high alert and I have to give you all these symptoms. The brain is very powerful. Just the way it can make anxiety, you can also eliminate it. You have to believe in therapy. You have to believe in your medication, no matter what. If you're so anxious about taking medication, it's not going to work. If you're super anxious about what if therapy doesn't work, you're not going to try the things that you need to do. You're going to see it as, you know, it's not going to work. And when you put that in your mind, why would you even try? Very important for you to work on believing that you will get better. I've had people that have had severe panic attacks, severe panic attacks where they're not working. They're staying home. They're afraid to leave their home and they can do it. And they have done it without medication. Again, I'm not here to tell you not to or to try it just the natural route. You should always talk to your doctor, your psychiatrist, your PCP, and your therapist if you have a therapist. But the answer to can I get better without medication is yes. Again, I've had people with severe panic disorder get off their medication. And then I've had people with severe panic disorder, severe panic attacks every single day that decide not to ever take medication and they get better. So medication, you want to ask yourself, what do I want? Not what does this person say? What are people saying? What is Google saying? What do you feel you want to do? Now, if you don't get on medication, you need to put in the work. It's not just going to get better on its own. You need to put in the work, whether that's getting blood work done, taking your supplements, if you need vitamin D, going outside every single day, meditating, learning to do breath work, learning to change your way of thinking, working through trauma, if you have trauma, anything that you feel you need to do or that is right for you to fix and help you with your anxiety, you need to put in the work. So will it be harder? It'll be hard anyways. When you have medication and you're taking it, you still need to eventually learn this stuff. And then there's people, and I want to talk about this because I don't think I talked about this on the previous episode that I did a few maybe months ago on medication, is there are a lot of people with anxiety about taking medication. So I don't want you to be anxious about taking medication either. If you feel that that's what you want to do, again, you need to work on this will help. But for those people that have anxiety about taking medication, start with supplements. And then there's some people that even with supplements, it's hard for them to take supplements because they're afraid of maybe the bad side effects. Whatever it is, ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? Why am I afraid to take medication? What do I truly want to do? And when you process that, you'll get your answers. You know what? I'm afraid of the side effects. I don't want to take medication. I don't want to have to deal with changing every single week or every few weeks to a different medication. Or I do want to try it. Ask yourself what you're afraid of. There's a lot of people that think that they're going to get addicted and they're going to become dependent. So for the people that are in that category, most people with anxiety will not get addicted because we're so afraid of getting addicted that we won't. We don't want to take more than what we need. We want to take as little as possible. So most people with anxiety will never get addicted. And again, the benzos are the ones that, like the Xanax, all those benzos will there be a possibility of people getting addicted? Yeah, but if you're abusing and taking more than you're supposed to, that's usually when people get addicted. Most people, again, with anxiety do not do that. We don't even want to take the medication. So that possibility is a very low percentage of people that truly have anxiety will get addicted. And then there's the option of not taking benzos and just going with SSRIs or other forms of non-addictive medications. And then there's the option also of supplements. There's so many different supplements out there that will help you exactly the way medication helps you. So medication helps you. And the reason why people take medication for anxiety is to help them lower their symptoms. Supplements will do that too. Natural herbs, teas, they will help you to feel better. When you take medication, when you take supplements, the reason why I am okay with or I'm open to people taking something to help them is when their anxiety is really high. When your anxiety is really high, it's really hard for you to even picture yourself without anxiety. And it's really hard for us to picture us the way we used to be. We think that it's never going to happen. We think that we're going to be anxious for the rest of our lives. And we start visualizing that for ourselves. And we get sad because it's sad to think that we're never going to get rid of our anxiety. But I'm here to tell you that it is possible, no matter how high your anxiety is, no matter how many panic attacks you have, and no matter how many different symptoms you have, it doesn't matter. You can eliminate anxiety. Can you do it naturally? Yes, you can, no matter how severe it is. But again, if it's really high and you're not able to picture yourself even thinking that you can get better, it's usually when I tell people to try a supplement or try a medication to help you to see that, oh, I can feel better. And when that happens, it's easier for you to believe in therapy. It's easier for you to believe that you will get better and you'll be able to visualize yourself getting better because visualizing is a big part of healing in my process, how I teach my clients. Visualizing is super, super powerful. We all do it already. And when we're anxious, most of our visualizing is negative. So we want to switch that around, turn it around, and be more positive. Not necessarily positive, but more rational. Remember, I'm not a big fan of positive affirmations, but rational, and you're able to see the truth. And the truth is that anxiety will go away and anxiety will get better. So when you need the medication, take it and find a doctor that listens to you. So again, you want to ask yourself, what is my anxiety about taking medication? Why do I feel anxious? And you'll answer. You'll find your answer. And again, what do I want? What do I want to do? And do I believe that they will help me if you decide to take anything? Should I take medication? What do I want? If you can answer those questions and you can dig deep into what you truly want, what you feel, it becomes beautiful, because that is how self-awareness starts. And when you are self-aware, you'll be able to heal. You'll be able to stay on that path of eliminating your anxiety, because you'll know what you need. You'll know what you want, and you will take action. So I hope this helped. Again, no one should tell you what to do. You should decide what you want to do, whether you want to take medication or not, or you want to start with just therapy, or you want to start with therapy and supplements, or you want to start with therapy, supplements, and medication. Talk to your doctor. Make sure that they're on the same page and that they listen to what you want. Again, you're your own expert. You know how horrible this anxiety feels. You know what you're going through. No one else does. Not fully. People with anxiety will have an idea, because it's horrible and we all know that. But no one else knows exactly how you're feeling. Only you. So again, be your own advocate. Make sure that your doctors are on the same page as you and that they listen to what you want and your goals. That is it for now. I love you all so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always being so gracious and sending me all those amazing emails about how much this podcast has helped you. I appreciate each and every one of you all. If you are or have the time to rate this podcast, I would truly appreciate it. That is the way we can grow this podcast. And again, I am always grateful for you all. I love each and every one of you all. Sending you a big, big, big virtual hug and happy holidays. I'm recording this in December, a week from Christmas. So happy holidays. Love you all so very much. Always remember to be good to yourself and others. And I will see you soon.